Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, ladies!
Lil Jon, your boy Kel, this is for the toxic girls all around the world.
Let's go!
Every block, every club, every hood, I'm in love.
So sweet, so brown, so thick, so nasty, ooh, I love that. So smooth, so creamy, goddammit, I must be dreaming. So tickly, so soft, yeah. Goddamn, I wanna break you off. So hot, you gon' melt, eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unwrap ya. The chocolate fix some after. Taste that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little deep. I'm too good, but called out. So good, I won't be some more. I'm called up, I need to stop it.
Talking about big old booties and brown eyes. Chocolate, that's what I gotta have tonight.
Hey.
Leave about the club with tonight.
Take shots and more shots.
What? And we drink like we own the bar. And she's pushing that all on me. Conversation like, let's just leave.
Let's go, man.
Go ahead and take to the crib right away. She's trucking and it's trucking. Let's truck, but it's truck on me.
Together, people tend to have a problem with that. Why? I don't know. So, on top of Sadie J being my special guest co-host, we're going to bring in a group called Three Minds, and we're going to get their views. It's three females, powerful force. They do it all. I'm going to let them tell you about themselves. I have them calling in at 8:30. So tonight is going to be quite interesting. Not sure how the discussion is going to come out, but I'm sure it's going to come out okay, because with those two topics right there, Christians and sexuality in the same sentence, wow, that's like gas and fire. Something ain't going to mix. I've been teasing people all week, like, don't have your mom and your grandma call in, because the way Christians are back in the day versus now, oh my gosh, old school versus new school could be kind of crucial. You might get disowned, especially if your people listen to me and I got a foul ass mouth, I got a potty mouth, ain't no telling. So I'm going to go ahead and go over some things that's going to go on this week. For those of y'all that don't know, my birthday is coming up. It's going to be February the 3rd. And I'm going to be having my birthday celebration at Palmetto's. That's 223 South Elm Street. And that's in Greensboro, North Carolina. And for those of you that don't know, that's Freaky Zeke's restaurant. You know, I always support the home team. And he's going to have his grand opening on February the 4th. It's going to be a day-filled event. It starts at 12 p.m. And it's got a lot of different things going on. For those of you that are on my site, if you go to the event, you'll see the flyer, and it's going to tell you everything that everything that's going on. Yes, I've been drinking. It's going to tell you everything that's going on with that. And there's going to be a bone marrow drive there also. Those of you that missed the show last week, you need to go back and really listen to it, because Freaky is the hip-hop spokesperson for Preserve Our Legacy, and he did a very good job in talking to us about the need for us as a people to come together and be tested for donors, because too many children are dying because we're ignorant to the fact that an eight-second swab can save somebody's life. If we're a donor, it can make a difference. So if y'all missed that, please go back and listen to it. He was hilarious, but he was also serious at the same time. So that's going on next week. Going to New York next Sunday, so that should be interesting. Not sure what I'm going to do or what I'm not going to do, but either way it goes, I'm going to have a good time. And see, I didn't have Battle of the Sexes. I've been lazy. I don't know. I've been focusing on my birthday because I want it to be like a week-long celebration. Whether I'm here in North Carolina, whether I'm in New York, whether I go to Miami, it doesn't matter. I just want to make sure I have a really good time. So with that being said, I might go ahead and play some music because my co-host is calling in at 8:15. Then my special guest called in at 8:30. So me, I'm just freestyling it. So what I'm going to do is play a track or two and get this party started. Let me see. What am I going to play first? Let me see. You know what? Let's see. Oh, my goodness. I swear, I need to get better. I need to have somebody to do this for me. If you are looking for a job, please contact me, because I need somebody to run my boards for me, and I need someone to be like a personal assistant to me. So if you want a job and you want to help out the sexiest radio host on Blog Talk Radio, by all means, please give me a call and let's do this. So while we're waiting for my guest to call in, I'm going to play this song. It's called Favorite Stripper, and it's by someone on my BBM, Dice Payne. He's from New York. I met him on a Chinese bus when I was coming from New York to North Carolina, and I had to go to Virginia, and he's very talented. So we're going to listen to Favorite Stripper, and then we're going to come back and get into the show.
Yeah, I fell my body. You look something like a model.
Some of my money on you.
Shawty, you help with so much. I come and see you every night just to give you my stack of love. So, baby, what's up? I love your touch. You bring it down low, you blow me a kiss, and you bring it back up. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause you're my favorite stripper. Won't you come close so I can tip ya? I like the way you bring it low, 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 low. Baby, bring it low, 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 low. Come and come and get this cash. Come and come and come and
rolling on her hair. I tell her to get it. She don't ever stay still. She from every city. Got a booty so nice. Females wanna eat it. Damn, she's so sweet. Fun things and diamonds and as she hit the floor.
Together, but that's another story. I see I have Mr. GA on the line. That's to my boo, good looking. And I see Ceddie J is ready to come in so we can get this started and get it popping. So I'm going to bring Mr. Ceddie J, Life After Dusk, on, my very good friend. Without him, I don't know where I would be. He helps me out so much, especially with stuff I don't understand, especially when it comes to the internet and when I get banned from Tiny Chat and when I'm on Blog Talk, and he gets me put on other people's shows and he just gets me put on blast. So I'm going to bring him on so we can go ahead and get this topic started. Hi, Ceddie.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm a little afraid because now I'm in your turf, so now I don't know what's going to be up your sleeve.
Oh, wait a minute. Have you been talking to Mr. GA? Because he always told people that I'm a dirty broad. I'm going to play safe tonight because we're talking about Christians and sex and sexuality, so I gotta kind of stay under the radar, sort of.
Okay, well, definitely. So that means you don't have any tricks up your sleeve, right? No tricks?
I'd be lying if I said no.
You said, I have some tricks up.
You there? Hello? Well, did he cut out? Boy, I tell you, Crackberry will fuck you up every time. Hi, Mr. G.A.
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
Doing great. What's the word, Mama?
Oh, I'm just chilling. Hold on. I'm going to bring Sadie J on so I can introduce you guys. Was that your Crackberry?
Don't talk about my BlackBerry now. That's Verizon. Sorry, now Verizon's having a little technical difficulties.
Not Verizon. Y'all got the network. You know, y'all like 400 million strong.
Are you trying to go for Verizon? Go for Verizon, Nick. Don't do it.
Wow, I have one of my devoted listeners, Mr. GA, on the line, and I have to introduce you guys because, like, Sadie, you're like a very important guy to me via BBM, via Twitter, Blog Talk, and 90 Chat. You're like my internet savior, and Mr. GA is just my savior, period. I'm his prized investment.
That's what's up. Sad, man. How you doing, man? Nice to meet you, brother.
Nice to meet you, too, man. Definitely glad to be in the building.
No doubt.
I'm going to play nice. I'm going to be real nice tonight.
Oh, yeah, I hope so, because Joe said, really? And I always say it on every show she does, you know what I'm saying? She's a dirty broad, man, so be careful. She'll set you up in a heartbeat, all right? Be careful.
I am. I got my eyes open on. I'm watching her.
No doubt.
How you going to have your eyes on me when you set me up on your friend's show? You know what I'm saying?
You got to get this right. See, I was inviting her to a show to come check it out because I was going to be over there. And I was like, hey, well, talk about myself. She'd go over there. And then all of a sudden, the host, I don't know what he put his hat on his sleeve, but then all of a sudden, it just turned to a Q&A session. I was like, Whoa. I was like, what the heck is going on?
You know what? It surprised me. You baited me because we're on Facebook and they're talking about women and what makes them, talking about women and hoes and everything, and it's all men. There are no women on the line. So of course,
we invited women and they were acting all scared and stuff. So, you know, I said she might come over here. I didn't tell no one on the show. I was like, tell my son, I said, you know, she'll probably come over here. I told her she's afraid to take up for the women. And then he came on, and then all of a sudden, it was like, dun dun. I was like, oh, okay. And then it turned a 4-hour show.
You know, that's because men like to get together and have that male bonding and think they outnumber women. And some women might be intimidated by that, but not me. I come out swinging, and I have to let men know what it is out the gate. So, yeah, you know. And then once I threw that website out there at them, you know, the show was tilted in my favor because that's one thing men can't resist. Cute coochie. Cece, cute coochie.
I can resist it. Yeah, I can resist it. Don't fool yourself. I'm very strong.
That's because you run. You know what I'm saying? You run. You never allow me to talk to you on the phone. We never stop.
I'll run. Oh, hold on. I'll run. Hold on. See, this coming from a person, but every time someone hits them up, they're driving or something. Oh, hold on. There was a delay or they fell asleep. Yeah, I'm the runner.
Whatever. And Green Beasley, men do not get women in the end. They might get weak women in the end, but I'm a strong woman. I get you at the beginning. I let you feel like you're doing something in the middle, and then I fuck you up at the end. Don't get it twisted. And that was for somebody in my chat room. But back to what you were saying, Sadie.
I was looking at the chat room, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, see, it's always men that just got to set something off. I like that. I really do. Bring it up, please. Okay, so our topic tonight is Christians and sex, and you're going to tell me how you came up with that topic.
Well, basically, I just came up with the topic because a lot of times I see these people acting holier than thou. You know, you go to church and they act real holier than thou, and they talk down on people in church and whatnot, but you turn your head and next thing you know, they the biggest freaks out there. If you ever happen to stumble upon that secret and whatnot. And so I'll just kind of touch on, it was more so on people who kind of try to hide the fact that they have a sexual, they're sexually active. And as me, as being a Christian myself, I don't hide it. You know, I just know when to cut it on and when to cut it off. But I don't hide the fact that I am sexually active. A lot of people try to play like they aren't, like they're holier than thou, and that they only have sex with the people they're married to and all that kind of stuff. Or they give you this kind of stuff. Well, I only give head if it doesn't count. I mean, what do you mean that doesn't count?
You know, this is what trips me out. And I grew up in the church. My grandparents, before my grandfather passed, they were married for 70 years. So, you know, old school marriages, they was real good. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, these days, when you get engaged and you're in the church, do you have to wait till you get married to find out what it's like? Me personally, if I waited till my wedding night to find out what my husband was like and his ass was whack, the next day we would be getting an annulment or something. Because I'm not going to sit there and be with somebody that can't please me after that first go-round. I guess that's why I'm the one-night stand queen. I don't know.
It's just a lot of nonsense. And then, of course, you know, also add to it, too, all these pastors out there having sex with, these pastors are married out here having sex with some of the church members and whatnot. It's ridiculous.
And it's like when you're in the pulpit, it's like you think they feel in the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, and they're really thinking about that person that they knocked down, Sister Mary Bob, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, we just did it in the church closet, and boom. Or what trips me out is, let's go over towards the Catholic Church, when their priests be having sex with little boys, and they'll just throw them off into another church. Why are we like, wow, isn't that going against what the Bible says about homosexuality?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of hard because at the end of the day, I mean, this is how I just feel. You know, a lot of people always try to talk down on people, you know, oh, well, that person's a hoe or this person's that, and that makes them less of a Christian. But it bugs me because how can you say that one sin is above another sin? At the end of the day, it's still sin.
I mean, I'm just, like, kind of shocked for the simple fact that, you know, at this day and age in the church, so much is going on and so much is acceptable. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you got Billy Graham confessing that he did whatever he did. He ain't touched her, he watched her, and what, he masturbated or something? Then you got Jim Baker that was just straight out tricking if you got it with, what is it, PLT, Praise the Lord, whatever, church funds and stuff like that. And then you got Eddie Long. And I'm just like, interesting. Like, they got kinky thoughts. They freaky because look at stuff that they're doing. So it's like, is it okay when you're married and you're a Christian to do the wild, freaky things, to be submissive to your husband, or husbands do what your wife wants you to? But at one point in time, you guys wasn't married, and I'm sure y'all was testing the car before you paid for it. So what's the difference? Like, why do people outside looking in tend to be so judgmental? Because I'll tell you out the gate, I'm freaky. Nasty. I'm just open. I'm not going to lie about what it is I do, what I like to do. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And I'm not going to use the good book to try to make myself look better when I'm just like everybody else.
Exactly. And a lot of people, also with that too is a lot of people try to play people who have sex, when y'all having sex in the church or whatnot, and stuff like that. But, I mean, there's scriptures that support the fact that even if you look at Matthew 5:27-30, basically proves the fact that if you look at somebody, even got touched and you look at them in a sexual way, then you are committing adultery. And people don't realize that. They replay the fact that people go into the act, but just the fact you look at the person that way makes you just as bad.
Exactly.
I had to put that scripture because I know people are going to try to play and go, well, you ain't got no scripture for it. You got, that's the thing, too. You don't come play me about the Christian part, too. I have the scripture for you as well, so don't try to play me. That's how I feel with them because they try to use the Bible. That's basically what people do. They read it and they interpret it how they want to interpret it.
Exactly. So if you're in the hood and you read it, then you're going to go on the block and be like, man, I read this, and the third. And you're just like, you're putting your spin on it. Sometimes it works to get people's attention, but when, prime example, Madea. When I can do bad all by myself, and she was telling the story about Eve, and she threw her own little spin on it, why Eve had the little tiger print, the little tattoos on the titties and shit like that. That was kind of cute. But, it caught the kids' attention. I mean, something like that I could see. But as grown people, slighting the Bible to coincide with what they needed to coincide with at the moment. Because let's go back to the Old Testament. I love the Old Testament. To me, the Old Testament was a big-ass orgy. When you think about it, come on. Especially when Moses went up on that mountain and they had the gold calf and they came back down and be fruitful, multiply, mothers, brothers, sisters, daddies. You know what I'm saying? They was getting it in. So it's like everybody was related to some. Everybody was inbreeding. But, people who don't want to talk about that or they tend to forget. Like, I'm sure people was 69 in it and whatever it is they was doing back in the day because they were uninhibited. It was like everything was fair game. You ever think about that?
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the very beginning of it. Adam and Eve, the fact of temptation is that men have always allowed themselves to be tempted by women since then and on. It's like it just goes to prove this, except that it goes all the way back to the beginning of time and whatnot. It just proves that point. That it's something that's inevitable, and he won't continue to play this game at like, well, I'm a Christian, so that means all of a sudden I don't do things. I mean, you're supposed to work on, you're supposed to be working better and more and more and closer to not, to me, to try to be perfect, but no one's perfect. And I'm sorry, no one who is walking around for clean slate. You're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. And the thing is, it's like, with me, I know as far as like having sex outside of marriage, I know that's wrong, but also on the flip side of that, that's just something me personally that I just think that's just right. Like you said, I test the waters out because, like you said, especially now that you're not a virgin, in my opinion, it doesn't matter anymore. You might as well test it out.
True. My thing is, it is what it is. At the end, everybody is held accountable for their actions. So it's like whether you're straight, gay, bi, curious, whatever, you're the one that's going to be held accountable in the end. So me, subconsciously, I think about that. But then in the real world, I think about my flesh when it needs to be satisfied, and it is what it is. Do you
I pretty much, even though with that as well, I pretty much just pray that I'm with the right people. I'm with the right person that I'm doing it with. That's basically how I look at it. Like, at least make sure it's somebody that is the right person to be doing that with. That's all that. That's something I at least pray for. Even when I'm getting ready to go into the act of doing my thing or whatnot, that's basically how I look at it. It's like, God is letting me know this person will be doing it with. I don't think no one trifling or whatever.
So you pray you don't get no trifling coochie.
Yeah, no, I don't want. Because some people, I don't want no trifling present, period. Because that's what I'm trying to tell people. Your spirit of the person can determine how good it is as well, too. Because a lot of times people ain't right. They just come off that spirit comes towards you when you're doing something with them, and you take that piece of them with you after you had sex with them.
True. I mean, I guess with this, it's like, it can be debated, like, so many different ways. That's why I kind of wanted some Christians to call in. And I'm trying to watch my verbatim so it's not that bad. Because, you know, I have a sailor's mouth. And, you know, I'm chilling, I'm relaxing, and I'm drinking. But I'm ready to be crunk. But I'm chilling. Because I be having questions. And it's like, you know, people are so quick to be like, Eve. But my thing is, why people don't say nothing about Adam? Adam did what he did so he could get what he wanted. So in the world, y'all men have to be a yes man to get some in your relationship.
But also, too, on top of this, too, as well, like, this also another point of proving this point with why I took this topic as well, is that, you know, you hear all these Christians that, I mean, all these super Christians that run around and they talk trash about this taboo, but when you put this in front of them to discuss it, they don't want to say nothing about it.
Of course,
they hide out, but when you ain't get this topic going, they run around, they talk behind your back and whatnot, and they say, oh, well, she ain't nothing but this, oh, he ain't nothing but that. You know, they say all that. But when you, like I said, when you put the topic in front of them, they're afraid to talk about it because now that means they have to be cordial about it, or they have to actually describe it without trying to be sneaky and say behind your back.
And my thing is, it's like different generations do things so differently, you know? And sex nowadays is just off the chain because it's so many different ways, so many different expressions, so many different choices and partners to where it's just like, you know, it's nothing new under the sun. We're just bringing things out that people just never chose to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you say, oh, I sucked my man's dick, people will be like, oh, put their hand over their mouth and be like, but behind closed doors, you're doing it. You may be prude about it in public, but you're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's some good little real, at that deuce, but then be acting all high and mighty and stuff. But you get them in the bedroom, they're the thickest freaks out of there.
Exactly. Hold on, let me see if this is three minds, because this is going to be interesting, because I'm sure they have a lot to say, because they probably get judged and all kinds of stuff. So let me see who 201 is and take another sip of my drink. I'm feeling really good right now.
So,
201, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Sal 201, this is Sal.
It's who?
Sal.
Oh, hi.
What's up, baby? How you been?
I've been good. How you been doing?
I'm telling, you know, long time. You know what I mean? No hair.
I know. We're talking about sexuality and Christians. What are your thoughts on that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you obey the Bible or do you obey the flesh?
I'm gonna tell you this. I don't really know any true Christians, you know what I mean, that live by the Bible, go by the Bible. I don't know them. You know, I know some Christians that attend church, and they don't live by the Bible. So I don't know anybody that lives by the Bible, but I do know that they freaky.
Well, you know, I would have to be biased just a little bit because, like I said, my grandfather, my whole life, he was a minister. And I would actually like to say him and my grandma, they live by the Bible. My grandma still lives by the Bible. I have an aunt. She's about 50. The last time she had a boyfriend was when I was like maybe 9 or 11. And I've never seen her interact with people aside from church and stuff like that. So I'm shocked because me, I would be trying to knock the cobwebs off that coochie. I would be trying to bust a good one to get everything out. I would be trying to cleanse myself because to go that long with no dick is like unheard of. I couldn't do it. When I was locked up, it was hard. I couldn't wait to sign up for the halfway house because I knew I was going to get me some. But being, nah, a year, when that killed me.
I mean, I've gone long times before because a lot of times, a lot of people have minds ain't right. Like I said before, if you take that pieces, sometimes that spirit of that person comes onto you. I don't like messing with this any old person. If their mind ain't right, I don't even want to be, I don't want them even touching me. So, a lot of times I kind of back off a little bit. It looks like, hey, she look good. Oh, okay. And then I start worrying about how her mind is and make me change her mind.
I mean, to me, all I know is I need her to find me a husband so I can stop sinning, but I have requirements of my husband, and if he can't meet them, I'm going to find out while we're dating. Because, like I said, if I get married and he falls short, he better have a big bank account because he's going to have to pay for his shortfall.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's just real talk.
I ain't saying nothing about it. I'm just, oh, wow, because that's reality.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We're living in reality. This is real talk. There's nothing phony about this right now.
Look, why are you cheating on your husband? I'm not cheating on my husband. He's paying because his little penis is little or he comes too quick. So we have an arrangement. In order for me to be happy and not cheat and go to hell, I love his money. His money keeps me faithful. I mean, maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's shallow. But shoot. There's some females that's going to take the money and they're going to have their side show on the side, a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. That's just like a nigga. You know what I mean? If I'm with a woman and she ain't satisfying me, then I'm going to do what I got to do to get satisfied.
Okay, but then are you going to pick up the Bible and start quoting it to her because she went outside the marriage and did what she had to do because you were inadequately equipped to satisfy her needs?
I mean, I can't recite Psalms, you know what I mean? I can't do that because I don't know them. And I think that would be, like, real corny for me to be coming at her, reciting Psalms, and I can't make her happy. The whole thing, to keep your woman, you know what I mean, you need to make her happy. You know that, right? I mean, you are, that is right, ain't it?
I reckon.
All right, I mean.
It's just a known fact. I don't know. Men have more shortcomings than females. So I'm going to bring Mr. G.A. on because I know that he has something to say.
He has what?
handmade furniture on sale. At
Raymore's.
Gorgeous pieces on sale from
Hello? Ian?
Contemporary design.
Wow.
Let's talk,
Hello.
Mommy. Hello.
3, 2, 3,
yeah.
15.
I'm still here. I don't know where she
is. I hear you too. I think something messed up.
Cutter, cardboard.
What do you want to
say that? I don't know. Maybe I'm in the best. And that's okay. The chances are you won't be in the best. Performance engineer, the one and only Mazda 3, the driver that's needed to cool one floor.
I know it goes to home.
Joe Bilton's sign is only $199.
I guess the show over, right?
I think you know, Blog Talk Radio, and me being a Blog Talk Radio host myself, I know how Blog Talk acts, and it has these little attitude moments where it decides that, this is
weird.
All right, all right, all right. Oh, yeah, they the goddamn fool, so, you know, it's just kind of I'm going to hold it down for watching. You know, it's a lot of things going on, and like you were talking about, man, it is corny. For a dude to come in and say, well,
I don't know what. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now. You don't have Blog Talk as Chuck.
Man, you know what? That fucking Skype, I swear, I need to stop being lazy. I was trying to charge my Crackberry, and I had to reboot my system. All my fans, I'm sorry for that. I must have was getting ready to say something real foul and hurt some man's feelings, and that's why that shit happened.
Oh, what?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I was green, cranking up a notch. So I'm waiting for my system to come back up so I can get my calls in. I cannot believe this. Man, I think it's this raggedy-ass DSL from AT&T I'm using. I'm going to tell my brother about himself.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm going to use the BlackBerry, please.
Man, I've had 10 Blackberries. You know what I'm saying? This is my 10th one. I can't leave Blackberry because I need BBM. Because anybody that's on BBM knows that's shit.
That's my problem. I'm on your BBM.
Cell 201.
Yeah, that's my problem. That's why I only. That's why I ain't stopped with the Blackberry.
Oh, because of me?
No, well, yeah, because of you and the BBM.
See what I'm saying? Good answer. I like how you put me before the BBM. See, your stock is going up. You know what I mean? So I might not have to pray over you before I wreck you after all. You good money. You are good money. Okay, now let's see here. Let me bring up my internet. Oh, my God. I cannot believe this happened. Oh, my goodness. We must have a good conversation.
I think Vlog Talk was, hey, dude, it's starting to get too hot in the Vlog Talk airways. They were like, shut the internet down quick.
You know, I want to have a live sex show, like me having sex on the air for my show for 2 hours. Question is, where would I find somebody to last that long?
Last? Wait, you mean like last the whole 2 hours without nothing?
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. Not with you. I can't even do it.
Why not?
Because I think you're sexy as hell. I can't even do it.
Well, if you go ahead and masturbate and get that first one out the way, you'll be all right.
See, sometimes I'm that type of person. Depending on how good it is, I'd be wanting to come quick because I'd be like, oh, it's so fucking good, I want it back.
Really?
Oh, man, I'd be holding it in, but sometimes it's just, you know, brush, you just the one to let one off all day, you wanted to hurry and get it off.
That's
wow.
True. Yeah, sometimes you do just want to let it out.
But your mind, but because you change it to last so long, it messes your mind up, so you be going crazy like, oh my God, what is that? I had those problems with making you mad, man.
I cannot believe this. I am trying to bring my internet back up.
Oh my goodness. It ain't coming back?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Let's see.
Like, it is really being horrible. Well, maybe it's, okay, hold on. You know what? I think it's just Mozilla.
Oh yeah, check a different browser, man. Yeah, I stopped using them. They made me upset. Between SeaMonkey and Firefox on Mozilla, they both are just they crash too much, man. Google Chrome, I think it's been the best of me.
Okay, it's coming back up. I am so sorry, fans. Like seriously, this is not my fault.
Technical difficulties.
Yes. Technical, super technical difficulties. Okay, here we go.
And I said, that's because you were talking trash. That's why it got you.
That's cool. As long as they ain't count me.
And then,
oh, my goodness.
There you go. I see you in the chat room. You back in the building.
Oh, yes. I am back. I'm trying to figure out where my guests are, the other ones, because I have some questions for them.
Ask me the questions. I reply.
Nah, you can't ask these questions. You can't answer these questions. And if you try to, boy, I'm going to blast your ass. Nah, you can't. You can't answer these questions.
Oh,
wow. Nah.
No, I don't want to answer them questions.
Oh, wait a minute. Good. I think my guest is in here. Hold on 1 second. One moment. 516, you're on the air.
What's up, yo? It's 3 months. How you doing?
He's doing good. How y'all doing?
Good. I got Dea and Nikki on the line.
Oh, my gosh. I got reinforcements. The topic today is Christians and sexuality. But before we get into all that, I need you guys to come on and tell everybody who you are, what you do. Tell us about this poetry thing that I've been reading about. I mean, I'm ready to get it popping, like, real hard.
Anybody want to handle that? There's 3 of us on the line, so we got to, you know, we rotate.
You got it, Lynn. You got it.
All right. Well, we're pretty much LGBT activists, and we also do products and events. So we do it all. There's no limit to what we make happen. Whatever we dream of, we make it happen. Nikki's a graphic designer. Day is a dancer. I'm the all-around kind of person. We do it all. So,
when you say dancer, what kind of dancer?
Day, is she talking to you?
I know. I'm saying any kind of dance. It depends on what the money's looking like.
If you go on our YouTube page, you can see her dancing.
If I needed a lap dance, I could get that?
I mean, yeah. As long as you have a
lap. Because you know it's my birthday Thursday. Yeah, I can make it rain and make it snow.
She says she's going to make a blizzard on you, girl. I hear that.
I'm ready.
Holy shit. Cool, because, like, after, I need a logo. So I'm most definitely going to hit y'all up. This is cool.
Please.
I wasn't sure if y'all was going to come on the show and be kind of uptight. But after looking at your pictures, there's nothing uptight about y'all. It's like three different personalities, three different looks, three different flavors, three different swags was made for a big ass flavorful cake. You know what I mean? When you put everything together. Yeah.
I think you said it all. You got it. I would describe it as that too. So that's cool. You know what? I really wanted to drop real quick. You said about the poetry slam. We actually had, it's like a Love Jones type of event. You know, you've seen the movie when, you know, my man was up there spitting all the good stuff. We want to do that for the ladies. You know, we want, if you have a partner or a girlfriend and you want to surprise her, you want to read a piece, you know, we're given the opportunity and the space to do that. So, you know, something sexy in New York.
Did you say New York?
Yeah, we're in New York.
What part?
Well, the city, pretty much. We're all from different parts of New York, but I'm specifically from Long Island.
Hot damn, here we go again. I'm coming to New York on February the 6th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the 6th.
I hear that. Well, we coming. Wait, what part of Florida are you in?
I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, you're in North Carolina?
I'm going to Miami next month. Yeah.
Well, are you going for Sweet Heat?
Mm-mm, I'm just going to be going, do some photo shoots and get some sun in the sun. Because I used to live in Fort Lauderdale. So I love the atmosphere. So I go to New York because they give it to me raw, rugged, and whatever. They just give it to me good. I love New York. That's my biggest fan. And then I come back down south after, you know, to recuperate from all the fun and all the mental stimulation that I get up there from my city people.
What's that?
What? So, yeah, I come up there, wild out, then I come back down south to be a good girl and recuperate and get my mind right and be focused on my next projects. But going to New York stimulates me. It makes me aware of what I need to do the next go-round and get it popping and have a good time.
Well, then you need to come visit us and hang.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to because y'all are like, y'all have a good time, and I've never been to a party. I've never been to a club in New York. So I'm coming up there for my birthday party, but it's after the after party. So, yeah, I need to party like a rock star for like three days and then let me recuperate for 2 days. So I need to understand that New York is the city that doesn't sleep because I don't want to sleep for 2 days. But whatever reason, from partying, hanging out, eating good food, playing cards, drinking, because I don't smoke. I don't have nothing against it. You know, I might be amped to get a contact or something, but I just want to make sure that this is a trip that I won't forget because I already said I'm going to go to a club and I'm going to have some camera guys with me. And while I'm in the club, I'm going to be dancing. I'm going to have a thong on. I'm going to take it off and put it around some dude's neck and put it in his mouth and talk shit and then just wild out and have a good time and then go back with my homegirls and finish dancing. You know, I just need to do something out of the norm for me, and I just have all these visions of what I want to do.
Okay.
So that should be good. And their call drop, they might be on Crackberry like y'all, or like us. I'm going to bring Mr. G in because I know he got something smart to say because I don't think I said anything smart to people or I took any shots aside from men not lasting real long. But hi, Mr. G.A.
What's up, freak?
Nothing. You're freaking me. Everything I learned, I know I learned from you.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Yo, what happened to your phone? What happened to your thing? It went crazy, right? On you?
I was on Skype being retarded.
I told you about Skype. That shit's
I know,
crazy,
I thought
right?
Since I was at Junior's house that it might be better, but it wasn't.
Okay, it's all good, but you're back, though. It's all good. It's all
yes.
good, but you're still a little wild freak, though. Yo, who's them girls on the phone? Talking about
those are the guests. Three Minds. They're from New York.
All right, tell them to come back, then. Where they go?
they need to. They probably got to call back in. I don't know. It's like everybody is having technical difficulties because earlier your phone was off the chain. That's why I had to mute you because it was like so loud.
A lot of talk of hate, man. I'm telling you, man, they feel it's so hot tonight.
Yeah, because they don't like y'all talking about the Bible and sex all together and talking about in the Old Testament there was a bunch of freaks having orgies running wild and daddies was hitting the daughters and whatnot. But, I mean, it's true. I mean, it's in the Word. I mean, I love the Old Testament because I'm a history buff, and that just trips me out because now if I fuck my daddy, I'm nasty, but BC, it was cool. Like, so what happened? You know what I'm saying? People still do it. They just don't talk about it. But why is it morally wrong now when back in the day it was acceptable? Because we had to be fruitful and multiply.
Rednecks do it, not black folks.
What?
I said rednecks do it, not black folks.
It's not right. I think it'll be, I mean, I'm not gonna. You ain't gonna catch these fucking my mom and dad. That's. I can't get down with that. I mean, someone does it. Oh, I mean, oh well, but it's not me.
8%. I mean, to me, it's like I don't know. I trip out because it's just like everybody is so caught up. And the New Testament that I just be like, like, for real? Because I have friends that actually believe that you're supposed to wait till you get married. Now, like I said in the beginning, I'm not going to wait till my wedding night to see if you can sling good wood. No.
Especially now that being further to say, no, further, you run around still running around popping that, and you ain't a virgin popping that out your mouth. That sounds real foolish. I hate people do that. They run around and they get real judgmental and they weren't even virgin themselves when they got married. Got nerve to say that.
Yeah, and then my thing is, okay, for females, your first time when your hymen breaks, there's some blood. So if you're sitting up here telling your husband that you're a virgin, on your wedding night when he pops that cherry and that cherry ain't showing no red juice, what the hell do you say?
She must have got some miracle coochie or something.
I was like, oh, see, what had happened was, nah, what had happened was use a damn lie. That's what happened. I don't say that I'm a virgin or anything like that. I tell the truth. I am a freak. And
yes,
when I get married, my husband must be a freak. And if he's not a freak, then we're going to go to a swingers club.
Mm.
And he better understand that since he can't put in work, we're going to find somebody that can. Whether it be a male or a female, motherfucker, you're going to make it happen. We're going to give you classes. So, Mr. G.A., when we go into the club, you can get some lessons. No, I'm just like
You already know I bust your ass, so don't even front on the phone line. You already know. I get it in. You've been running for me since about July. And hey, your fella on the phone?
Playing.
Yo, she's been running since July, yo.
She's always busy. That's that bullshit, right? Yeah, she's actually been busy. She'll literally be right there on Facebook chat, not doing it on
her
thing. That's just scary and stuff. That's just girl. What you scared for?
Hey, yo, look. I told Shirt, I said, listen, I said, I'm going to get on a plane. Come to you right now. Tomorrow, okay, cool. I said, yo, I might get on a plane right now. I'm about to board a flight. Nigga started stuttering, yo. She never stuttered, yo. She started stuttering. Yo, Shorty got mad scared. She got scared. She know what time it is. She ain't no fool, though. She's smart.
Oh, my God.
Ain't
that right,
Chuck?
Me and for no reason.
Ain't that right, Chuck, Mommy?
I can't stand male bonding. Y'all get on my fucking nerves.
I'm lying about you not all of a sudden busy all the time.
I'm always busy. Because what people fail to realize is, ever since my last show, I have really been active with helping Freaky Zeke promote the bone marrow donor thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on Twitter. I was going
before
to get
that,
around.
Before that,
I would be busy promoting my show, driving members to chalkmommy.com. Before that, I am an active mother with 4 kids and 6 grandkids, and I have to bring 3 minds back on because y'all are fucking killing me. Y'all really are. Y'all better stop that male bond and shit. I'm bringing my females back on the line, y'all men to do what y'all do best. Be quiet while real women speak. That's what I gotta get back.
Bullshit.
All right.
She getting my side and stuff now.
Hi.
What's up, girl? We lost one, but there's 2 of us, so we good. We gonna wait till you get the 3rd one back.
Where that dance
at? The 3rd one is coming. See, that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with men. Y'all is so anxious for everything, even that first nut. Now, we
have not me. That's a bunch of bullshit.
I have to finish.
She had an excuse ready for every time. It was like,
she knew.
After that excuse, she had another excuse for that excuse, and then another excuse for that. You just had excuses and excuses.
Okay, well, my excuse right now is the ladies are going to come in, and they're going to finish, because I think they was, like, are y'all with Verizon or y'all just on a regular conference call? Because Verizon is so shitty, especially if you're on the Crackberry. It's kind of fucking up tonight, so. I got one person that's on a Crackberry from Verizon. I'm on Sprint Crackberry, and I'm good. My shit was fucked up with Skype when y'all called in the first time, and I lost everything. But we were talking about Christians and sexuality, and I'm a firm believer. When you're comfortable in the skin you in, fuck what everybody else say. But there are so many people out here that are judgmental, that it's always quick to throw stones, but as soon as the motherfuckers get behind a closed door, it's whatever. It's going down like the Twin Towers.
I'm not talking about you. And you running, all that kind of shit. I'm just talking about you running.
We're going to get their views on Christians and the Bible. And, you know, like we're talking about the Old Testament, and it was a freak fest. I mean, when you go, if you sit there and break it down, if you look at some old movies, they was getting it in. And you know what? I can't think of the names right now because I haven't read the Bible in a while. But it's the one where after he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he laid with the daughters to have kids.
That's still taboo, right?
But it was acceptable. My thing is, when did it become taboo? Because in the Old Testament, it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't speaking ill on it. You had to do what you had to do.
Are we talking about being gay? Or are we just talking about sex?
We're talking about sex, and then we're going to get to being gay, because I have some questions.
Well,
me too.
Well, let me see. We actually go to church on a regular basis, and our pastor's our mentor. So let's see how we can bust this down for you. Now, let me check this out. So, Christians and sexuality. I honestly think there's a variation on Christians. You know, you'll have the practicing Christians that are in church every Sunday, and you got those Christians who are, you know, when they want to be Christians on holidays, they're Christians. You know, those type of Christians. So when it comes to sexuality and Christians, I think that some of them can I say? Some of them go by the book, and then some don't. It really depends on the person. And like you said, behind closed doors is one story, but yet they're throwing rocks at other people, talking about what everybody else is doing. But I think everybody's a hypocrite, not just Christians. So, I mean, we're specifically talking about Christians and sexuality, but they're hypocrites too. It's really hard to pinpoint, you know, certain
That's
religions.
A good answer, yo. That's a good
What's
answer,
that?
Too. That's a good answer.
I had a question, damn it. Okay, so that's because, I mean, I understand exactly what she's saying, because while she's saying it, I'm sitting here visualizing a preacher being on the pulpit, preaching, like, giving up the business, Holy Ghost running up and down the aisles, but then, at the end of the day, he's tapping little boys. Like, wow, that's crazy.
Well, see, this is another thing that I have to just jump in and say, that I feel like people put so much trust into these pastors, and at the end of the day, these people are still humans. They're human beings who make mistakes, and if you put all your trust in them, then they might as well be God. So why would you be going to church if you're putting so much trust in a man? So I think that a lot of people have to bring themselves back and remember why they're going to church in the first place. It's not to praise a man, it's to praise God.
Right.
So you choose. Whatever you put on the plate, whatever your intentions are as to why you're going to church, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but when I go to church, you know, I don't consider myself to be, I used to consider myself a Christian, but now I consider myself to be spiritual, and that's my connection with God. You know, I don't know how Nikki and Dave feel, but I'm sure we all have different views on Christianity and the church, but I'm there to connect with a spirit that I have that I can't necessarily get in my house. You get what I'm saying? You can pray, but when you're in church, you're amongst other people praying. So it really depends on your intentions and what you're going to look for. That's
You said it best. That's a lot of people. A lot of people are taking the spiritual part out of a church that that Christianity pretty much became a joke, because they just think, you know, if I go to church or whatnot, then I'm going to be good. But they took out the whole spiritual part. And I think it's all about, you run around, you're doing stuff, you know, as far as having sex or being gay, or you staring at somebody the wrong way. It's the fact is, how do you treat people at the end of the day? I look at a person can at least treat somebody with respect and whatnot, then I got no problem with them. That's what my part is. The whole end of the day, make sure you treat people with respect. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. And it goes back to your spirit. What kind of spirit you got? If you got the good spirit, you're going to treat people with respect. You might have your faults, but you still treat people with respect.
Well, you brought up a very good point, like, you know, pastors dating little boys and stuff like that. And let's look at Bishop Eddie Long. Let's look at this guy. Now,
Don't go on. That's my pastor, yo. Hold on. Fall back. That's my pastor, yo. That's my pastor.
Well,
you know what? Oh, well, he's open game. Fair game.
I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying what I read, and I'm not going to get past that. But, you know, a man like that, like I said, people put him at such a high standard that they fail to realize that he's a human being and he's going to make mistakes. That's it. You know, I'm not going to badmouth the guy because, listen, you know, I do feel like people are placed in our lives for a reason and people are in certain positions for a reason. So, you know, he's a pastor for a reason. He has a word to speak to the people that people actually listen to. Now, like I said, people put so much faith in the guy. When he makes a mistake, it's like, oh, my God, not Bishop Eddie Long. Yeah.
I think it was, and this is what pisses me off about the whole thing, I think it was less about the fact that he was messing with other people, and it was more about the fact that it was more of a homophobe type of thing. That's what I honestly think is what the, because there's one thing when you find out you're a pastor in church and you're committing adultery or whatnot, they look at you bad, but if you turn around messing with the same sex, they take it, they spin the story a whole nother way. And that's exactly what it was. It's all about being a homophobe is what everyone, as far as being a Spencer or.
But now the main thing for Long was this, is that, first of all, I mean, he had a campaign about, you know what I'm saying, gays and lesbians. He, I mean, he wasn't down for that whole, you know what I'm saying, that whole area, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then it comes out that he was a fag, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, really, I mean, if you out here, I mean, that's like me being out here talking about, you know, I don't like homos and fags and gays. I'm out here, I'm doing campaigns, I'm down for the cause. But then you find out, you know what I'm saying, G.A., is a homo, you know what I'm saying? He done been with like four or five guys from out of the church. I mean, that makes the whole, I mean, even though he's human, like you say, he is human, but now you out here trying to, you procrastinating, I'm saying, talking about, you know, I'm against all this gay shit, but now it comes to light that you are really gay. So that made the whole church, I'm saying, look like, whoa, shit, and I'm saying, raise the eyebrow, as well as the community, you know what I'm saying? So point blank, I guess what I'm trying to say is that he's human, you know what I'm saying? And like he said before, you can't look at man. You know what I'm saying? You go there for the word. You know what I'm saying? And look past him and look for God. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. And some people get caught up and they can't do that because it's like a lot of people tend to be like, oh, I need to run this past my pastor. I need to discuss it with him. I need to discuss it with them. Me personally, why can't you get on your knees or go in the closet or go somewhere quiet and pray and wait for the answers to come to you? Why do you need man to tell you what to do?
Well, if you want to break down, you know, if we're talking about the Old and New Testament, now, the Old Testament, the reason why, you know, Moses went on the rock or whatever the case may be, and this is my personal opinion, I may not be right, but was to actually develop a personal relationship from man to God so that man would actually be able to speak to God, whereas in the Old Testament, it wasn't really, well, actually, no, I'm sorry. The Old Testament, he actually spoke directly to man, and Moses was one of the first ones, or one of the ones that he spoke to. But, you know, he allowed us choices and things of that sort, you know, free will, I should say, in the New Testament, and the right to pray and speak to him on, you know, more of a, I guess, a spiritual basis, if you follow what I'm saying. But, you know, when I think about the entire process of how the Old Testament and New Testament have evolved, there's been a lot of changes. And, you know, what's crazy, because in New York, I don't know if any one of you have ever been here, but Brooklyn, you know, with the Orthodox Jews, they live by the Old Testament. And it's really weird. Because why are they living by the Old Testament but there's a New Testament? They pretty much disregard the whole next level of the Bible. I don't know. There's a whole lot that we could go into, but I don't know. Whatever y'all take is on it.
I'm from Brooklyn, so I mean, I feel you. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know if this is the person, but 347... is on the air, on the line, and they're trying to get in. So I don't know if it's part of their group, because remember,
that's
okay. Hey, sweetie, sorry. What's her name?
Dea.
Well, she's on, so now. Okay, now, let's see. Let me see how I can ask this next question. Because I'm such a blunt person, but I'm trying to be nice.
Be blunt. Come on, be blunt. We want
to
hear it.
No, I am, but I'm trying to find my words. Because she was speaking on, she was saying about being gay. So my thing is, like, do you believe a person is born gay, or was there something in your life that was like, you know what? Fuck a man, I'm just going to do me, and I can do me this way? Because I'm curious as hell. I'm curious, like, so much stuff, like, one-on-one, and, like, can it really be stimulating? I mean, shit, I'm just saying, though.
You're just a freak.
Damn.
She a straight freak, y'all. Massive freak, yo. Freak, freak, massive.
And, I mean, and being honest about it, but I'm curious about their lifestyle, because, I mean, it's like, I don't really have friends like that or that will be forthcoming and say stuff. They always got little slick shit to say, or maybe they just straddling the fence and they really don't know what they want. So, I mean, why not ask somebody that's just like, boom, this is my lifestyle, so they can answer questions that somebody that's pondering can't. So I'm just saying.
Dan, you want to take that one?
Nah, go ahead, you do it.
Come on, Dan. Come on, Dan, come on. What's up?
I can't speak for everybody, so I'm going to speak for myself. And I'm Lynn, by the way. And
hey, Lynn.
I really, honestly, growing up, I honestly feel like I was born gay. And I have to say that as life has moved on, like, I can't say, I'm not going to sit here and say to you, oh, I've never had sex with a dude. I have. And you know what? It's not for me. That's all I got to tell you. And so from that point on, I was like, all right. But these are feelings that I've had since I was young, like, as far as I can remember, kindergarten. So is it fair to say that everybody's born gay? I don't think so. I think sometimes people fall into it, and I think sometimes people are really born that way. But that's my take. And a lot of people may not agree. yeah.
Oh, I mean, now see, I gotta get nosy again. Okay, you said that you tried it and it just wasn't for you. Like, damn. So was it just the feeling, or was it more of a physical feeling, or mentally it just didn't work for you?
I think it was a little bit of both.
Was it a man overpowering that body? Which one was it?
It was the physical and mental. I was like, fuck that.
I think it was a man overpowering that body. That's what it was. A man taking control of your body, for real. That's what it was, shorty.
What? You know what?
Wait, what did
I actually say that when I had my first female experience or whatever, it was different. It was really different because he hadn't asked me for a while, and it was back in Atlanta, sure was. Her name was Michelle. She was like, boy. And it was just, it tripped me out because I was just like, nah, because I needed that missing, I needed some dick in the equation. That's what I thought.
Oh, shit.
But then after, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, wow. I think after that, I've always been curious because I was just like, it was crazy because I called my boyfriend at the time, and let him listen. He's like, come get me. I'm like, no, listen. Just listen. And
yo, she's a real freak, y'all. Yo, she called me on the phone with her man and listen. Yo, that's a, yo, you're a real freak, boy. Fly shit, though. That's a fly. Now, look, all right. That's a fly shit, yo. Let your man listen. Damn, that's a teaser for real.
I
got a question. I got a question. Now listen, I got a homegirl, right? And she told me on the phone the other night, she said, I said, you've been on a few minutes before. She said, yes, right? I said, you think you're gay? She said, no. She said she did it one time for her husband, and she's not gay. Now y'all tell me. I mean, if a girl, say it again. Alright, if a girl, a female, right, gets down with another female for her husband one time, but mm-hmm. she told me she's not gay. Now, I mean, I'm lost. I mean, is she gay or not?
That's very possible, because if you think about it, you know, what's every man's fantasy? To see two women together. That's the shit. You hit the jackpot when a girl's saying that shit. So
when you
think about it, if she wants to please her man, listen, if she ain't going to do it, somebody else will. So I want to say I applaud that woman for doing that shit, because not many women would. And she may not be gay. She just probably did it to please him. And
now, that's why I draw the line, though. I'm saying that's like a man, that's like a girl, a woman saying, "Honey, listen, I want two dicks tonight." I'm saying, and he said, "Oh no, for you, boo." And then dude get his dick sucked and back and forth. That's a faggot. That's a punk ass nigga, yo, for real. There's no way around it. That's what I'm saying. Y'all got this little stereotype bullshit going on. If a man do it, he's a punk. He's a faggot. If a girl do it, well, maybe she ain't gay. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying, dude? I'm just saying, real talk.
Yeah, you're lying.
I got to tell you, you know, being in his lifestyle for such a long time, I feel like people always accept it more from females. However, if the females are feminine, it's more acceptable. If the females are aggressive looking, then it's not acceptable.
Yeah, she has a point there. Yeah, she has great point there.
If you got a chick with cornrows and shit like that, baggy ass jeans, let me tell you something. I've seen girls get harassed before, and it is not funny. It is not funny. But when it's two feminine chicks, like both of them got heels, they got on some tight ass stretch pants and tight shirts, then it's all right.
That's popping.
So, you know, to me, I'm like this. You know, I'm one of those individuals, I don't care what you do. As long as you're living and having a great time, then fine. Because you could not be living, and not living is not fun. So, you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like people are pointed so much, you know, that they're not comfortable in their own skin. And sometimes you just gotta say what makes you happy. And a lot of people live their lives trying to please other people. If you like some dick, go get it. Get it and have a great time. Feel me? But people spend their lives trying to please other people, and so they're having sex with females the whole time and sneaking behind people's back, having sex with dudes. Then somebody gets a disease, and then it's a problem. So I say be true to yourself. You can't go wrong being true to yourself.
So I guess what I'm saying, the question was, so if she did it for her man, I'm saying, is she gay? Opposed to a guy did it too? I mean, is she...
I would call her bisexual.
Bisexual.
Yeah. I wouldn't call her gay. Let me tell you something. You think we encounter those type of females all the time, and those are the girls that I stay away from. I call them the experimental. When you experiment and stay away from me.
Shit go wrong, right?
Right.
So if I'm like Lynn, I'm ready to be turned out, I just want to be with a woman, then I need to call you.
Wait, what's up?
Lynn, say it again, real slow to her. Lynn, listen to her.
So if a female comes to you and she's like, Lynn, I'm really fed up with the bullshit with the men, and I want to experience that one-on-one with a woman. Because for us, we're the most nutrient, we are nutritious. So it's like the tension and affection, it's automatic. You know, with men, it's like something like, right. Oh, man, they got to work on it. I mean, some of them do or whatever, but for females.
This is why I got energy. Because this is the only thing I have problem as far as when people tell me they're gay. It's the only problem I have. If you're gonna sit here and tell me that by going to talk to a female that you're not gonna get cheated on, then you're full of shit. I know I got some gay female friends that's I got some gay female friends that dog the shit out of fucking girls, and I'm like, I don't understand that, and they be sitting there telling me like, man, yo, these girls dumb, man. They be coming to me telling me, oh, my man. And I be saying to myself, and that's why, and I think that people like gay people as well who come across like that, they don't want to fuck those type of people themselves. Just like dudes don't want to fuck with a chick that's uncomfortable and thinks that every dude is cheating on them. No one wants to fuck with someone that's coming to them on some uncomfortable type shit.
Listen. If a girl came up to me and said that, I'm to the point where, listen, when I was young, possibly. But as you get older and you want to settle down, you ain't trying to fuck with no girl like that. You want somebody that, you know, that knows what they want. Trust me, after you got in your... Because let me tell you something, a girl like that, She was talking about, I want to be turned out. You know how many issues you have with her later on down the line? Then she don't know what she want to do. She ain't thinking about having no kids. She don't want to get married. Get the F out of here. No. It's a thrill. if you in it for the thrill, then take the thrill. But if you looking for somebody with substance, then you're not going to be bothered with her. And most like all the lesbians that I know that are looking for more substance, they don't really deal with chicks who are in the experiment stage. So, if somebody came up to me and said that, I'd be like, girl, sit down. Sit down, girl.
Sit down.
I'm looking at y'all pictures now. The one that y'all have on YouTube, I'm drinking. The one that you have on Twitter and the one that your manager sent me. Now, Lynn, which one are you? Because there's one with the short haircut that looks like the group from Total.
I should be on the left-hand side of that picture.
Oh, shit. Hey, fellas, y'all on the phone? Fellas.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yo, she's choosing, she's choosing, y'all. Listen to her, she's choosing, watch her. fellas, she's choosing right now. Watch her. The girl's dirty. She's choosing right now. Watch the bra, she's dirty.
Well, I'm telling you right now that Daya is the Daya the dancer is the one on the far right, and Nikki with the locks is in the middle.
Okay, you're the one with the tank top.
Tank top? Wait, what picture
no,
you got?
Like it's the one, I think it's like a building in the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's like one, like, looks like a tank top. And
it's like
the short, the brush cut.
I have on, like, a cardigan, like a black cardigan with a white shirt.
Okay,
like
oh, yeah, you were like, was it, who's the one from Total? Kima? Is that the one? Or is it Pam? No, Pam was the
dark
skin.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Yeah, because see, she's laughing because people told her that she looked like that. Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh,
so,
yo.
Yeah. Okay.
They stay
Total.
Getting on me.
Yeah, she do that shit with Total. I would say the same thing in my ass. Like, don't say it. I was like, hey.
Oh, no.
Can't
oh, y'all got
see?
Jokes? Y'all
nah,
got
babe,
jokes?
We ain't got jokes, because woo-wee. Oh, shit. Great. Got the Batman.
Oh, you
true. Know who I'm talking to. You know what I'm saying? So it's like three of y'all, so I need to put the faces with the voices when they're speaking because you're
right,
the only
right.
one that's talking. So, yeah.
They're just quiet. Damn, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
See? They're just quiet.
They
you
listening.
Gotta, you
hey,
gotta
listening.
Close to her.
Okay. Because, I mean, I just be like, I be in my zone. I be having questions. I ain't gonna say I be going through phases because I don't know. Like when somebody tells you, what's the difference between bi-curious? Is that even a factor in the gay lifestyle? Either you're gonna be straight, bisexual, or just gay, right? There's no bi-curious, or is it?
This is bi-curious.
And so,
we just,
that's just...
Dea, do you mess with bi-curious?
I'm bi-curious until they're gay.
Huh?
Somebody got to give them a world.
What'd you say?
I said they're only bi-curious until they're gay. So somebody got to give them a chance.
This is true.
Oh, so I either got to go one way or the other. I can't straddle the fence because I'm gonna go from being bi-curious to bi-confused, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, cause you piss off either way. You piss off people anyway because if blind people are the worst people to deal with because it's gonna piss off the gay chick and it's gonna piss off the straight dude because.
Well, no.
Because one day, check this out. One day, she's going to be like, oh, I want to talk to you. And then next day, she's going to be like, I want to talk to her. But no, I'm going to go back to him now. And that's going to piss off both fucking sides. Because no one wants
well,
to do that kind of shit.
If either side was laying down good, then she would stay where she's at. So So if she was getting good dick, she would stay there. She wouldn't go to the other side. And if she's getting good pussy, then she's going to stay with Seattle.
You know what? I
got to
agree with you.
Always that. It goes back to the spirit. It goes back to what I said earlier about it, when I said when you fuck somebody, that piece of them or that spirit that comes off of them leaves with you. It ain't always about what they put and how they putting it down. It's about what you're taking from them. No, when you put it down,
well,
what you're taking from them.
No. Mm-mm.
I gotta agree with both of y'all that, you know, like what you said, as far as being bi-curious, I've known a lot of girls that who are, you know, bisexual. If they're with a woman, they're with a woman. If they're with a dude, they're with a dude. And then you got some of those ones that are greedy, and they go into both sides. But, you know, it happens. But I feel what you're saying as far as leaving a part of your spirit on each person. It's true. As much as you might not think it is, even if it's sex to you, like, that's why you have stalkers in the world. Because your spirit is left on that motherfucker. You done fucked his whole head up, and now he wants you. At all costs. That's the way it's going down. And you're going to be his. In his eyes.
Fuck you out of here. That's bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, they had no pussy that turns into a stalker yet, Robin. I'm coming for you.
Okay, so I got a question. I got a question for y'all. How often do y'all get, because I know y'all probably still get this, because y'all not ugly at all, but so y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all get this. How often do y'all get this line here? Girl, I'ma turn you back. Just give me like 10 minutes, I'll turn you right back, girl. How often do y'all get that a week?
Wait, what's the line? I'm sorry.
Basically, he was saying how many times does guys come at y'all talking about just give me 10 minutes and I'll bring y'all back to the.
I make y'all straight. Make you straight.
I think that more happens when you're walking with your girl. Like, honestly, me, I don't have, like, a more aggressive appearance, if you want to call it that. I'm a regular-looking chick. I just sometimes I wear boy clothes, some boyish clothes, sometimes I wear girlish clothes. It really depends on how I feel. So I don't really get that when I'm by myself. But if I'm with, you know, my girl, then I'm going to hear it. And you know what? You hear it all the time, especially in New York. Listen, New York people don't care. They do whatever the hell they want, regardless of whether you want to hear it or not. But it's really the way you handle it. You know what I'm saying? If you give life to it, they're gonna feed into it, and then they're gonna start saying, "Well, fuck you." So you just smile at them and you keep walking. That's how we do it over here. I don't know how. As long as they don't put their hands on me, we good. You can say whatever the hell you want to say. So it really depends.
No, I like that feistiness. She says, "Well, they don't put their hands on me." Woo! Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm up here on Twitter. Oh, Lord. Let me go ahead and get this comment out the way on here.
I believe for real, fellas, that we losing our women, for real, fellas.
What?
We losing our women, fellas. I'm for real. Because listen, I'm saying, listen. All right, this is what happens. I usually, if a dude, let's say the girl, if she been dogged by a dude, what she do? She crossed the fence. You know what I'm saying? She crossed the fence. I mean that's going on from. I mean like crazy. All the time you hear about a girl or a guy did me dirty, fuck, I'm done with niggas, I'm going to a female, and they get locked in. Get straight locked in.
But you got to remember, as lesbians, don't think that it's the other way around. You could be with a female, and she could hurt you just as bad as a nigga did. So y'all ain't losing
that.
Yeah,
point that, too. We lose my big time. Listen, I go out my door. Hear me? Out my door, yo. Hear me? I'm going to the average strip club in Atlanta. I mean, it's like the baddest honeys in that joint, yo. They gone. We ain't got no shot, yo. They are gone, yo. We have
well,
no shot.
Listen, you can't lose something that's lost already. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't playing from your team from the beginning. So don't worry about it. There's certain
no, we
people
stand,
that wasn't playing. You know what I'm saying? There's certain people
the,
that wasn't
playing. We stand for the outside, the whole outside ratio. Look around, I mean, you're not down here, though. You down here, look around, you're like, damn, what the fuck, yo? What happened to the world? They gone. They gone. I mean, I'm saying for real, though. They
where
gone,
you located?
Yo.
Where you
I'm
at?
I'm in Georgia.
We were out there not too long ago.
Tell me, like, yeah, they gone in Georgia.
They gone, right? And look, I'm saying, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm saying, and I know when I was in Brooklyn, born and raised there, we didn't really see a lot of this. I'm saying, in my days, I'm saying, but down here, oh my God, yo, it's like, whoa, it's everywhere. I mean, they start young too, young and old.
Right.
It's going down.
Like a woman can say shit in Atlanta. We've lost our men. What the fuck?
No, wrong. Those were never men before. No, listen. Those were never men, yo. They weren't men, yo. They were not men. They look like men. They were not men, yo.
You know, you always got something to say. Let's just break it down. We're losing our men and women to same sex or whatever. We're losing them to the drugs. I mean, we're just losing, period. It's like people are going to do whatever the hell they want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, because my ex cut me and stabbed me and beat me up 4 times that a female can treat me better. Because I know good and damn well that's a lie. Because I've been in the emergency room and I've seen some bitches come in from where they females fucked them up. So I'm not going to say that. It's just like just being comfortable in your environment. It's just being comfortable in your environment and you making the choice to be with whoever you feel is going to make you happy, make you feel good, and make you feel secure at the end of the day. If it's coochie, it's coochie. If it's dick, it's dick. Or if she's like me, she going to straddle the fence until one of them just going to be like, look, this is it.
Because you're bi-curious, right?
But I guess eventually I'm gonna have to make a choice.
Yeah, for real. And then when you have so if you choose a guy, a girl or a guy, now he's fucked up in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Gonna be some good pussy that just left the whole male race. You right. I gotta think about that.
Yeah, you guys, think real hard too.
Yeah,
Think real hard.
I'm gonna mess y'all heads up right now, right? What about the girls I'm talking about the aggressive looking chicks. You know how many of those girls actually still have who are still messing with dudes on the low? They won't see that in public. But a lot of them be getting down.
Hell no.
Let me tell you something.
This is why I got to interject because this is where Saturday got to interject of a personal experience. I'll put something out there myself. Okay, I talked to this one chick. She was a tomboy and whatnot. She wasn't talking to chicks and whatnot yet. And then eventually she started talking to girls and whatnot. And then, of course, she cut her hair low, and she started dressed like a dude, all that. But she still hits me up and wants to try to talk to me. So don't think that doesn't happen. The fact that I know that, it still happens.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. Those chicks, the aggressive chicks, those chicks be having amazing bodies, kid. They have all that baggy shit on, and half of them have, like, amazing bodies. You wouldn't, like, they hide their shit.
I've seen the studs, I said, oh, Lord.
it's all of the side.
You still think about the fact it's still a woman. That's what your mind is doing to you. But my man,
I'm saying real talk.
When the coaches come out, it's still a woman.
You're right. But look, I'm saying, listen, real talk, all right? She's still a female, true, right? But listen, she's still she won't be a guy, too, right? So mind you, you're going to bang her out. You're going to hit her off and hit her off right? Now, when you go to sleep, dog, she still got that joint, that strap on her back pocket, son. Watch out for her. Hold on. Wait.
You use the term she wants to be a guy. Let me just set this straight then. Not every woman that dresses like that wants to necessarily be a guy. And I have to tell you that I'm out of our group, out of the three of us, I'm the more feminine one, right?
But I'm going to tell you, not saying I want dick. Let me get that out the way, too. But I'm going to say that I like or I appreciate boys' clothing. I like boys' clothing better than I like girls' clothing. Does that mean I want some dick in my face? No, it don't. I'm just saying that it really depends on the female. So just because you wear boys' clothing doesn't mean that you want to be a guy. It just might mean that you like the way it looks or the way it makes you feel. You know what I'm saying? Look, you could do dressing like women who are transgender. And it's not about the clothes. It's about the way it makes them feel. And
like, I'm saying,
but how can clothes make you feel? All right, you see a stud out there, right? And she got her pants, whatever it is, that got her pants sagging down to his ass, the Timberland boots on, whatever, white beat on, hat on backwards, you know what I'm saying? You know, the whole look of a man. That's a whole
damn
look.
But it is
all
overseas. At least they're still in touch with, and still women, and they, but it's the one of the hardest things, and it's, I'm not really being just built, but it's hard, it's one thing so hard we get over, is the guys who, not the fact that they decide to dress like women, but the fact they decide to go the complete transformation and go decide to be women, that is like real mind-boggling.
Well, that's a whole nother topic.
Oh, my
but,
God. I was in the club.
We're going to have to come back for part two for that. But,
no doubt.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about part two. Because right. I'm telling you.
I can briefly say that, you know, a lot of transgender people just feel like they're not in the right body, and that's really what it is. You woke up, and the way I feel like I was born gay is the way they feel like a man, that he feels like he was born as, he should have been a woman. And you know what? Like I said, once again, you know, I don't know if y'all know, but recently there's been a lot of gay people committing suicide. You feel me? And that's one of the things that we've been working on. And to me, that's serious because I'm like, yo, if I'm gay and I feel comfortable with myself, there's a lot of people out here who are not living the way they feel they should be living, and they're killing themselves. So if a man want to dress like a fucking woman, but he gets to see the beauty of life, then I appreciate it. Do what makes you happy. But if a man is dressing like a woman and he's getting beat up, he's getting put down and all types of shit like that, and then he goes and kills himself, then it's like when a person is gone, that's when people recognize the struggle.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Recognize it while it's here. And that's why, you know, Three Minds is existing, because not only do we just do fucking events and stuff like that, but we let people know it's all right to be you. And for instance, me, like I said, I'm the more feminine one. Yo, they get on me all the time. But it's all right because I'm comfortable with me. You feel what I'm saying? And as long as I'm comfortable with me, then there's going to be a lot of other people like me who will feel comfortable within themselves. So
right.
Regardless of my thing is that if we all respected each other's movement or each other's decisions a little more, the world would be a better place. But unfortunately, we have assholes out here who they feel like it's their business when it's not. It doesn't matter.
I remember when I did a show with Jonathan Plummer, and that was the guy that used to be married to Terry McMillan.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I did a show back because I was doing that show because he was one of the activists for the No Hate Movement in California.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the moment I did that show, the first thing back with the story is, oh, so are you gay or whatnot? Why is it that all of a sudden, because if you're a heterosexual person and you want to take a stand, if it's not being, it's not right that because somebody is gay, that they should be treated in such a way, why does that have to be a problem? And why do people have to make a big deal and think all of a sudden, well, he must be thinking about being gay? It's not like that. I'm comfortable with myself, so I don't give a damn. If I want to take it with somebody that's gay and take a stand against them not being treated wrong, then that's me. But I think what the problem is, I don't think that it's such that it's not always the fact that these people want to talk down, because they're afraid to take a stand because they're scared of what people are going to say. But I think at the end of the day, fuck what they got to say. Do you?
Right. I think you made a very good point. I mean, the topic of the show is
Christianity and sexuality. And if you think about Christianity and the Bible is just a book of history. It's just documenting all the things that have happened in the past. And technically, this book is something that a lot of people put a major emphasis on. So this history book is saying, yo, it's not all right to be gay. So the majority of the people who read it feel like that's right. So people are going along with history, essentially, if you think about it. And now we're getting to a point where history is starting to kind of move out the way and acceptance is starting to come in. So I really can't blame people sometimes for how they feel when you have such a major book that's impacted a lot of people's lives saying that it's wrong, right? And that's when you got to go into different things like, you know, like I said, we do Three Minds, but we are, like, individuals that go beyond just the gay community. You know what I'm saying? I've read a lot about the Bible and the history of the Bible. There are lost books of the Bible that have never even been entered into that book. You know what I'm saying? Think about the version you have, King James Version. It's called King James for a reason, because he took whatever books he thought should go in that Bible. Now, that King James Version has been distributed over a million times over to all these people. And now you're dealing with books that one man chose for this book. So it's a lot that you could go into. And you got to know your history to know how to pretty much hold up a good conversation with somebody to prove that some of the things that you hear and you read may not necessarily be right. That's my whole take on it.
I like that. I like that. I buy that one. I buy that for real. I buy that for real.
Yeah, I can fuck with that. I sure
so can.
I
can fuck with that.
I sure can. And Three Minds, when y'all get on Twitter, y'all are going to be like, ooh, wee. Great God, Batman. What do we have here?
Well, I know one thing about Three Minds. I can say about Three Minds. We got one thing in common. You know what that is?
What's that?
Hey, we all love pussy.
Lord Jesus, you ain't never told a lie about that. You know what? As a matter of fact, we're hosting a party tonight out here in New York, and there's going to be a whole lot of it in one room. That's all I got.
Oh, man. I was home before last.
Oh,
then.
Some of the dudes that come out to the parties, I ain't even going to lie to you. Now, it's an old girl party, but the dude be leaving with some of the chicks because that's just how it goes. That's why y'all got to come out here. Come and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? We show you love, we show you around, and let you, and introduce you to some people. That's all.
And then it's going down. However it goes down, it's going down. What happened in New York stays in New York.
We're going to lose Shock Mommy, fellas. We're going to lose her to a female. That's fucked up. Bullshit.
Yeah, well,
in my own hometown. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
I'm hoping that when we come back to Georgia, we have an opportunity to meet y'all face to face.
No, Dad, you will. You will.
Yeah, make sure you hit us up on Twitter.
I'm in Texas.
Oh, you in Texas? Yeah, you know what's funny? We actually will be in Texas very soon. We have a very good friend out there we're coming to visit.
We
don't play. This summer, we're here in Texas, we're here in Miami, we're coming back to Georgia, we're going everywhere. So
we're going to Texas. Come on.
Probably Dallas.
That's exactly where I'm at too.
Really?
That nigga fucking
cool. Yeah, man. I got my homie out there, Tay. I don't know if you know Tay, but there's a lot of Tays I'm sure in Dallas. But yeah, man, we try to. She won a little contest out there that we had going on YouTube. So we actually, it's called Brunch on Us. So we promised to go to any state.
Brunch
of
on
one
Us.
One
hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to come out
man,
there.
I got to take her to this barbecue place then. When y'all come, y'all got to try that. Every time somebody come, every time I know somebody that's coming, I'll be telling them they got to go there. Because you leave and they're like, God damn, the food's so damn good.
Oh, you mean BBQ?
Yes, and that BBQ.
Yeah, it probably is BBQ. They got the big, humongous drinks.
Oh, but not there, nice enough. But that's one place called Hard Eight.
What is it?
Oh, my God. It's called the Hard Eight Barbecue Pit.
Okay.
They got a sign when you come in and say, don't let your eyes get bigger than your stomach. And I mess up and do that every time I go.
Well, you know what? I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I'm a vegetarian, so I ain't going to be fucking up no ribs with you. But if you got a little salad on the side, I don't mind that. I don't eat no meat. The only meat I eat is pussy. I'm just saying.
I knew that shit was coming.
And she said that with such authority that Chica stood up and like, huh?
Oh man. You walked right into that shit.
It is what it is.
Oh my God, I'm in need.
You got a turn down.
I hit my cousin on Twitter and told him I'm thinking about going to the other side. I know he's gonna be like, "What?" It's on Twitter, so it's official.
Oh man,
I can't wait to get the MRI so I can have some intellectual conversation.
She done got a phone conversation. Damn, they made her mind.
You gonna have three?
No.
Y'all need Jesus. Y'all need Jesus.
Hold up. We need Jesus because of what? Do I need Jesus when we're fucking?
Whoa.
Oh man, y'all going in so hard. Look, y'all going in too hard. Y'all going real hard tonight, yo. I'm not fucking with none of y'all for real. Y'all going in real hard, yo.
But answer the question.
I'm speechless.
I need Jesus with three minds, but I don't need him with two.
No. I'm going to answer the question for me. You do need Jesus because you're going to be screaming his name a whole lot.
Oh yeah, because I'm looking at the picture and I'm looking at the mouth work, and oh my God, officially thorough lips over here. Like, Lord, have mercy.
Well, the bro is dirty. She's dirty.
Oh, Mr. G, what was y'all do, bro?
Hey man. Hey, look, first of all, these three girls from New York that came on the line and started all kind of shit, man. Got shit started for real, man. yo. So I thought we had some kind of bonding going. You know, we from New York, but now they done turned on me now, man. They got some shit going on here, man.
stimulation going on, and talk some things through, and
You know what I'm gonna do? As soon as I get in the crib, I'm gonna send you the last. We just had a show on Tuesday, so you can get a kind of like idea of what we do, and you can see we're all on there, and we have guests and shit. It's cool. It's a nice little thing.
Oh my gosh! So like when your guests come on, is there a dress code? They can wear whatever.
Well, it depends. We've had a stripper on there. We've had like an aggressive stripper. She kind of stripped. You know, I'm gonna send you that episode. That one was crazy. I'm gonna send you that.
We gotta see this shit. That sounds.
Yeah, I'm gonna send her the link, and then I want her to retweet that. Her name is Kel from YouTube, and she goes hard. I'm telling you.
Is she clapping? Is she gonna be clapping the video too?
I'm gonna let you. I ain't telling. I'm gonna let you see for yourself.
Hold on. I thought
you can't tweet. Oh my gosh.
Yo,
oh
it's
my
crazy.
Gosh.
We've had some really. We had a girl on there that made liquor cupcakes. Oh my God, we be toasted on that show, man. Y'all gotta tune in. We just gonna have fun.
Yeah, man, you got us.
God.
You got us now. You got us now, boo. You got us.
I know, right?
She done got us all fucked up now.
I'm so glad they came on my show this week because I have really got to find something for next week because I'm going to have my second porn star on my show.
Mm-hmm.
And she represents big women. And
Pardon me.
Oh, shit.
It was like normally when people will be like, okay, this is who you need to have on your show, I always go look and everything like that. But I forgot, the guy is really heavy into porn. And I'm like, all right. So we was talking on Twitter, and I was like, okay, I wanted to have a crunk show for my birthday. And he gave me her information, and I confirmed her on the show for the day after my birthday. Then I went to her website, and Mr. GA was with me, and I'm kind of stuck. So the best way for me to do it is just to flip it around and be like, I'm going to have, like, the fattest ass in porn on my show. And that's what she calls herself.
Right, correct. That's a tagline.
Well, how is her porn? I'm just curious.
She going hard in the paint now.
Oh yeah. Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. I like porno, so I watch big girl porno.
I like this nigga.
I'm just kind of what threw me off was when she was standing up and she was watching herself and. Half of her arm disappeared from her ass crack. That's when I got lost. I was stuck after that.
I watched some big girl porn, and I ain't even gonna lie to you. It seems like the guys really enjoy that because they just sink right in. You know what I'm saying? You fall into it. You can't miss that shit. It's like a bullseye. You can't miss it. They fall in. And I don't ever see a non-happy guy doing big girl porn. Because it's just available.
You know what needs to be playing in the background? Is Jamie Foxx. I always fall for your type, and then he just lunges in and he starts.
There you go. And they have very happy customers. I guarantee you she makes mad money, or she's making sense.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
I'm like, I was just really, really shocked because now she's like, she's been doing it for 11 months, and now she's going into the directing part of it. So my angle on that is going to be like, how hard was it for you to get in the door? Because you know, with the way the world is, it's like so damn stereotyped. Because I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and he has a magazine, and I'm like, okay, why don't y'all have big women plus sizes? Because plus size women are coming back. You're bringing sexy back. And he was like, there's no need. I said, it's a lot of men that spend money on that. I said, because I've seen this porn star, and like, you're not going to be in something for 11 months if you ain't getting paid for it.
Right. Well, there's an audience for everybody. You just got to know how to market to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And,
true.
Yo, there's a lot of dudes that like big girls, and there's a lot of guys that like skinny girls. So it really depends on what your fetish is. And I don't care what nobody say. I've never seen an unhappy man in any one of them big girl pornos. I don't care. And I've seen a lot of pornos. So they all look happy. They look like they got those big-ass cheese smiles when they're done. So I don't see anything wrong with it. You know what I mean? What do you think?
Fucking well.
Yeah, listen.
Anytime a motherfucking man can fuck a whale, I'm just saying, though.
Ooh, see, I ain't use that term. That's not nice.
No, I'm just saying, pardon me. I'm just saying, though, he had to feel real good. Like, yo, I mean, he just conquered some real shit. That's a real conquered shit, yo, for real. Has to be, yo. I mean, that's some big shit.
The way I see it is, if you can handle it, it's like driving in New York. You know, they say if you drive in New York, you could
drive
anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
If you could bust down a big chick, then you could bust any kind of pussy down. That's my thought. That's all I'm saying.
Real
talk.
I
won't come from a chubby chaser, but I have knocked down. Now, not no chick has been huge either, but I've knocked down some bigger chicks before. But I got to go with my average of skinny chicks on.
What size you said a big girl? Like, what size of that? Like, 18? What size? 20? What size you mean you say big chick?
Like, a little bit bigger than Takara. A little bit bigger than her.
A little bit bigger than 20? That's what you said?
Well, I don't know what Takara is. I'm not quite sure. Size, but... I didn't step on the rail too far. I don't go too far, because... After it gets so far, it's like, it got to look attractive. Like, it got to be thick, but that can't be big. It'd be like that.
Oh, okay. Got you.
What's the biggest size that you girls have been with?
Good question.
You know, it's funny. As I've gotten, when I was young, I used to like real skinny girls. And then... I don't know. I got with a thick slice, and then I was like, oh, my God. And that was it. I don't like too many bones hitting me because I'm pretty skinny myself, so I don't really like too many bones slapping me up.
So how thick is your slice?
My slice is about, I don't think I've done over 200 pounds. I think that's pretty, for a girl, that's pretty big. I know, let me run that back. I don't think I've done over 130 pounds wet. So I wouldn't say over 170. But it depends on the, like, you know, a girl could be 170, but if she's tall,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. The weight is proportioned.
It's distributed, right, exactly.
Right. So, you know, the type of girl, so she was thick, but she wasn't, everything was in the right place. You know what I mean? Nothing fell out when she took things down. There was no elastic. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Got you.
Right. Everything was firm.
What makes me mad is the girls that look big and sort of stuff they were. But they take it off and you be like, God damn, I didn't know you had it like that. I fuck with chicks like that. That was like, okay, you can confuse you. Like, they look better when the clothes came off because the clothes they wear just don't be fitting them right.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah, we don't identify y'all girls.
This has been quite interesting. You know, this is what Three Minds have done for me, because normally the show would be about 3 hours, but I've been invited to a erotic sex show. So they have got me going out with an open mind. Like, my mind is so open. It's like eating a peppermint patty and the wind is just blowing right through me. So I cannot wait to go out to this thing tonight, because Tima from Upscale Desires is going to be there, and she's nice.
open.
Damn. She said,
this
what?
Is what we gotta do.
Oh, man,
this
is
the DM was supposed
man.
To have been here, you know, to regulate. He was supposed to be here to protect his investment, as he called it. So I'm looking for other investors, not just Leah Vail.
She's dirty.
So,
that's
you know, I have to say, this has really got me thinking, you know, I'm going to have to go to the Twitter lines, and I'm going to be tweeting all night, and I'm going to have to go to that happy place within myself and ask Chico, what is it she really wants, you know?
She wants to push your GA, right?
Huh?
What she want? Push your GA. What she want? Ask her.
Chica's like, she's going to New York and give New York a chance.
She's
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you say it like this, Mr. GA, it's not like I'm going to another country. She's from Brooklyn. You know I fuck with Brooklyn hard.
Yes, you know.
You're losing anything. You're gaining an ally because I'm keeping it in the hood.
Well, I
want to tell you that the golden rule out here in New York is fresh meat is always a great thing. So you're gonna have a great time.
I don't like this gentleman.
I'm just saying. Let me be very clear. I'm taken. So I'm not saying I'm saying that these girls are like sharks that when they see you, they're going to be all over you like jaws. That's all I'm saying. So be very prepared. You better have some mace in your pocket because they're mad thirsty. That's all I'm saying to you. That's all I'm saying.
You see what you're talking about? All the freaks are after me on Twitter now. All the freaks that came out on Twitter, there's a pop down nowhere. What y'all talking about over there?
I'm not gonna lie though. New York has one of the biggest like gay girl nightlife. Like besides Atlanta, because I gotta say Georgia's pretty heavy, but
yeah,
New York on a regular basis, like every night you can find a party here damn near every night that includes just women. It could be anything. Every night you can find something. So, like I said, sharks. So be careful.
I'm going to be with the best. I'm hanging out with y'all. Shit, I'm
Yo,
good.
We ain't going to let that happen to you. You know what I'm saying? We going to protect you. We know who the birds are and who the sharks are and who the good guys are. So we're going to point you in the right direction. Introduce you to some people. We know more business, like more the business side, but, you know, whatever, I'm sure that anyone we introduce you to can help, you know, definitely, you know, put the show on and, you know, definitely offer some growth to you guys and, you know, vice versa. So,
Pitbulls and skirts. That's all it is, Pitbulls and skirts, y'all. Pitbulls and skirts, for real. Y'all got it going. Y'all swag is crazy.
What should we call men?
Huh?
If they're pit bulls and skirts, what the hell should I call y'all?
We are losing ratio right now.
You should call them chihuahuas and tutus because y'all bark is a little small right now. That's what I'm saying.
Mad that I didn't have Battle of the Sexes last night because we had it tonight and the females won again. And the crowd is shocked.
And you know what? Real talk. I'm gonna be fair to us. Y'all did win. I'm gonna be fair. 3 minds is a motherfucker, yo. For real, that's fucked up. They won. That's not cool. I hate losing.
We love to win.
Yeah, I see that. Me too.
Winning is a beautiful thing.
It is.
Winning is a beautiful thing, especially when you see what the prize is.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. She said it right. I swear, this has been good.
I'm just sitting here chatting and running my mouth, and we got a party to host. I don't mean to cut y'all short.
Oh, no, the show, we're in the after show. I just
really?
Run.
I didn't even know. I'm on the mad shit. I thought we were still live.
Oh, no. We're not live, but when people go back and listen to the show, they're going to hear all of this.
Cool.
I'm not even going to have time to do it tonight, but tomorrow I will be putting the link out, and then I'm going to be tweeting it. It'll be on my Twitter. And then I need y'all to give me all your websites so I can have it on Twitter so it can go out every day automatically, and stuff like that because I fucks with y'all.
Yo, well, you know what's crazy? We got a call-in line for our show. Like, what we do is we give away a lot of stuff. We give away T-shirts and stuff like that from our talk show. So we have people calling up trying to win it. It's mad funny. You gotta watch the show, man. I'm gonna send you.
I'm gonna interact with your show. I can't wait to come to New York, cause boy.
If you come through, I mean the poetry slam's on a Wednesday, so. If you come on Tuesday, we do the show every Tuesday, and you can. We even have an audience. Like we have people come through and laugh and shit. It's fun.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be there Sunday, and I'm gonna be there like 4 days. I might leave Thursday, but I don't know. Fucking with y'all, I might be there about a week or two. See,
you never know. It's New York.
I might be moving to New York. It might be my new home.
Well, it happened to the best of us.
Everybody, I would like to thank Sadie J, Life After Death Blog Talk Show, for being on. And I have to thank Three Minds because, oh my God, that's three ways to conquer shock. Oh yes. Oh yes.
We crazy, girl.
Yes, I am going to hit y'all on Twitter. Everybody, y'all can go back and listen to this show as soon as we hang up and every day forever. And follow everybody on Twitter at Three Minds and Sadie J, Dust. It's going to be capital C, then lowercase E, D, D, Y, capital J, capital D, lowercase U, S, K. And follow me at ChalkMommy03. And, you know, we're going to end this show, and they're going to go host the show. I'm going to a sex show, and then I'm going to come home, and I'm going to call Mr. GA. He's going to be all juiced up and let him know what happened.
No, don't call me, bro. Hey, yo, Three Minds. It was all love. Hit me. All love, ladies. For real.
Yo, do me a favor. Please hit me up on Twitter because I didn't catch all the Twitter names, but I definitely want to follow you guys, you know, and promote anything you guys are doing.